Check.
Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all this morning. Welcome to the Lighthouse. And if you're in the building or online, we're so glad that you're taking time to seek the face of the Lord today. Our services, again, are going to be a little bit different. These first 3 weeks, we have been focusing on consecrating ourselves to the Lord. So we're just following the leading of the Spirit, doing what He wants us to do. And I'll let Pastor Joe talk a little bit more about that. But I want to remind you also today, right after service, we do have an all-church business meeting. So if you are a member of the church, we need you to stay because we have some voting that needs to be done. And we have to have so many people to have that happen. If you're not a member yet, that's fine. We'd love to have you stay and just hear what's going on in the church. And if you want to be a member, we do have a membership class coming up. That is January 28th at 10 a.m. right here at the church. So if you'd like to be a member, we do that class just one time a year. So this year it is January 28th at 10 o'clock. It'll last about an hour or an hour and a half, so please join us. Also want to remind you that this Saturday is Lighthouse Connection. So anyone who has kind of been newer to the Lighthouse in the last year or two, we invite you to go to Brother Jesse and Sister April's house, wave your hands for us. If you need to know where that's at, please see them. They'll give you directions. So at 6 p.m. on Saturday, they will be providing you with a meal and having a time of fellowship and just kind of explaining what our purpose is here, what our vision is here, and figuring out what is your part. If God has called you here, you have a part to play, and we want to know what that is. So feel free to join them Saturday at 6 p.m. And you want to talk a little bit about what we're doing for consecration?
Yeah. So just
reminding all of you, and I'm going to open up service with a scripture, but reminding all of you that we've really set these first three weeks, not just Sundays. Everyone say weeks.
Weeks.
How many days are in a week?
Seven.
7 days, right? So 21 days altogether as the first fruits of our year. And just a refresher, a reminder of you, what they used to do is the priests used to set out rings in the field, three rings. And when the crops would grow up in those three rings, those were the very first three areas they harvested, and they gave them to the Lord. That was the first fruits, is what they called it, first fruits. So we're taking the first 3 weeks of our year, and we're giving it to the Lord as our first fruits. We're consecrating ourselves, dedicating ourselves unto the Lord so that we can have His mind and do His will in this year. Amen. And I just want to thank all of you. There's been many different faces that have showed up at our 5:30 in the morning, our 5:30 evening prayer times. We had mentoring moments for the women this past Friday night, and there was a lot of women that showed up. When we had a special meeting for the men while we were doing our men's fast. And I thank you, all of you men, that not only joined in the meeting, but joined in the fast. There was actually more people that joined in the fast than actually made the meeting. And so God's just really stirring our hearts and doing some things. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. But I just want to encourage you, if you can find some time, come out either 5:30 in the morning, and you don't have to stay the whole time. I know we're doing 5:30 to 7:30, but even if you can get a good 20 minutes to half an hour in, just come in the presence of God together with His people. And we talked about that a little bit last week, why we're doing it together. It encourages one another. And since we're doing this corporately, we're coming together and praying as well. Or if you can't make it in the morning, come in the evening. And our prayer team has, they've taken it upon themselves. That wasn't anything that God put on my heart or a plan that I even had during this. But they came to me and said, Pastor, we think we should have it in the evening too. And so they've been doing that and been diligent. And it's just been a wonderful time. And so I encourage you to be a part of that. And do what you can do. But most of all, make sure you're doing it in your own personal life, at home, in your car while you're driving. Remember, we pray without ceasing, right? We're having a continual conversation with God. And so let's continue to do that. This week, our focus is on fasting. So we started out with prayer. Then we moved into the Word. And now we're on fasting. And that's our focal point. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that today in today's service.
Okay. And so I remind you, we do feel like this is for the whole church. And so we haven't been dismissing children, and today will be another day that the children will stay in. We will not have nursery again. So if your kids get a little loud, it's okay. We are Pentecostal. They're just practicing. So it's all right. And we will still hear the Word of God, and they will still hear the Word of God. Even if they're a little Amen. Bit noisy, it's still sinking in. But if you need a nursery, you can go right through the back door. It's the third door on the right is the nursery. Feel free to use that if you need to for those babies. Otherwise, kids, eyes up here, see a few talking, listening for a minute. This service is for you too. So Amen. I encourage you, just because you're not in your youth sanctuary, this is your sanctuary too. So please get involved. Understand that fasting can apply to you too. So let's all yes. hear and receive what God has for us today.
Amen. Amen. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord? How many of you have been enjoying this so far? It's the third week. Yes. I know that I have been. I want to remind you again of some things that we've been doing. We're not having our normal worship team play because we've hit the pause button on everything because we're doing a reset to remind ourselves what worship is really about. It's about a lifestyle before God, right? Giving ourselves to God, bowing our hearts, our lives before God, submitting unto Him, reaching out to Him. The two different words that are used in the Bible in the Old Testament and the New Testament concerning the word worship actually means to bow before, grab the hand, and to kiss the hand. And so it's an embrace, right? But it's also an embrace of humility towards that person who is over you, which is God. So we want to live a life of worship. But also, secondly, the other part of our song service, if you want to call it that, is we're supposed to be praising God. And all of us, everyone say all? All of us. You know, if you look up any meaning of that word, do you know what it means? All. Everyone. There's no other depth to that word. We can't get around that word, right? So we must all come together and praise Jesus. And so we're not having our typical stuff. As you can see, we're still set up from our Christmas play. So because we haven't even thought about moving forward in that, because we want to come and praise Jesus together. And we're going to do that next week too. Thank you, sister. I got a good amen back there. You're the only one with me. We're going to do that next week, right? Yeah. And the week after that, and the week after that, and the week after that. It doesn't matter if we have musicians up here. It doesn't matter if it's a special. I remember as a kid, I always wondered, it's like, you know, we all praise Jesus when we're singing until we have a special. Everybody sits down. We all quit. Wonder why that is. I still don't know why that is. No, if someone's coming and singing a song, they're not there to entertain us. They're there leading us in worship and praise unto our God. Amen. And so that's why we're really focusing this. The other thing, remember, just to remind you, is because we don't want people being so task-oriented at the beginning of this year, coming in and having to make sure that this is in place and that's in place and we have everything going on. But our heart is that everyone, even those that are the leaders of our church, those that are the workers of our church, had the opportunity to come and be a part of these 21 days of consecration and really set that time aside. And so I've been opening the services with scriptures to you about times where God called leaders in the Bible to tell the people, the congregation, to sanctify themselves, to consecrate. The word means the same thing, to consecrate themselves. And if you noticed, the scriptures I gave you the first week and even the second week are dealing with times where the people had gotten off track. They were no longer following the law of God. They were no longer following what God had spoke to their hearts to do. And they had gotten off track. And so the way that they got back on track is they sanctified themselves. They called unto themselves for a fast. I read that to you last week in Joel. And many times we need to do that. And I believe that God is doing that in our lives. He is having us pull away from all of our distractions, from all of our regular busyness, especially even at the beginning of the year, and get focused on what has God spoken to us? What are we supposed to do? Who are we supposed to be as Christians? And I think all of us are willing to admit that the American church, for sure, has went away from who they're supposed to be. And if we all agree with that, I think sometimes we compartmentalize that and we see the American church over here and then we see us here. Where do we live? America. Where do we go to church? In America. We are supposed to be the church, right? Where? In America. We are not separate from that church. Well, Pastor, but we're not like, I don't care. We are part of the American church. And we must get ourselves back on track. And so those scriptures I read to you were to encourage you to, hey, let's get back where God has called us to be. Examples of his glory in this world. The powerful church that he's called us to be. Going out. Yeah, amen. Not just some club, not some gathering, not some thing we do on Sunday morning that's a social network thing that we do face to face. No, let's be the church of Jesus Christ. Let's believe what he has said and let's see it demonstrated in our lives. So this morning I have a little bit more encouraging scripture to read to you. And you can get your Bible out if you want to. We're going to open up with this. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. Joshua 3, 5. It's a very short verse, but powerful. And this is what it says. Then Joshua said to the people, that means all the people, everyone, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. So the first step is getting ourselves back to where we're supposed to be, right? Into alignment with the Word of God, into alignment with Jesus Christ and being one with him and being in unity with him. But then the next step is this, that what happens after we get back into alignment with God is that he will do wonders among us. We wonder why we can't see happening now what we saw in the early church. Maybe it's because we're out of alignment. But once we get in alignment, we will see wonders done among us. If you remember, this portion of scripture is right before they were getting ready to step into the promises that God had spoken to them. The land that he said, I'm going to give you. And right before that, it wasn't that it was a great celebration that they were going to be conquerors. No, no, no. God told them, now sanctify yourselves. Consecrate yourselves. Prepare yourselves to step in to the promises that I have made for you. Listen to me, church, as we have consecrated ourselves in these 21 days, we're moving in to the third week of the 21 days of we're doing this. As we do this, God has set forth promises in this new year that he wants to see come about, where he can do wonders among us, where we will see his mighty hand move. But there's an enemy that is coming against every one of those promises, that's trying to kill them, that's trying to steal them away, that's trying to destroy those promises that God has spoken. Where is he doing it? He's attacking us, the church, in our minds and in our hearts, and trying to distract us so that we will lose our faith in Jesus. But as we sanctify or consecrate ourselves, set ourselves apart only for him and his use, then that causes us to be so connected with God that we say, no, 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 no. I will not believe that lie. I know what God has said. Whose report will we believe in 2023? Are we going to buy into all the lies or the feelings that we think or have in our heart? Are we going to buy into what our society says? Or are we going to stand in faith and believe the word of God? When we do that, we will see wonders among us. We have seen them. I'm preparing for our business meeting and thinking about all that God did last year. Wonderful year. But I don't want to sit back and go, yeah, man, that was an awesome year. Cool. No, that's made me hungry for more. More. God, we need you to move more. Help us to be the church that you want us to be. And as we have set our minds, our hearts, our faces towards God, I'm telling you, I believe with all of my heart, we are going to see wonders among us because we are stepping into the promises that God has for us this year. Amen. We're crossing over the Jordan from 2022 to 2023. And it doesn't matter how flooded it looks right now. It doesn't matter how difficult it looks right now. It doesn't matter how your year started right now. We are setting ourselves apart so that we can see God do what he said he would do. Amen? You believe that with me? Lift your hands right now. Let's just thank God. See, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that as we have set our hearts towards you, we look towards you. We look towards you, Lord, and we know that the things that you're speaking to us will come to pass. Not in the way that we think, God, but your way. Not our way, but your way, God. We look to you right now. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord, on high. Our focus is upon you, Jesus. Our focus is upon you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I was thinking about how we've been holding our services together, this song came back into my mind, my remembrance, because where this song came from was a similar situation where the pastor said, you know what, let's turn off the music. Let's just praise Jesus. And so the first line starts, when the music fades and all is stripped away and I simply come longing just to bring something that's of worth that would bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. And I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and I'm poor, all I have is yours. Every single breath. Come on, sing it out. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. And I'm coming back to the
part of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that would bless your heart, I'll bring you more than a song, for song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. Sing it out. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Yes, won't you lift your hands if you're not already? And in your hearts, I love this song because in your hearts there's a heart of repentance. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. It's all about you, Jesus. My praise goes to you, Jesus. My life is worship unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church, lift your voices and praise Him. Praise Him this morning. Hallelujah. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise Him. Praise Him in the courts. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Io manna na na massa brosso rina na massi. Iara na na morro mosso brosso curi meni amasci. Iara na na morro moco massa tana massa macamassi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Father. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, ever. And his faithfulness to all generations. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord this morning. Come on, lift up your voices and give a God, give your God, for you are his people. Give him a praise this morning from the depths of your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, you're such a good God. Your promises are yes and amen. You do not fail us. You're a faithful God. You're a faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Sister Betty, lead us in another chorus, if you would, please.
We pour out. Come on. Lift your hands as you sing it. Stand to your feet. In our lungs, oh, we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath. In our lungs, so we pour out our, let it pour out, let it pour out, let it pour out of you. Oh Jesus, hear our hearts this morning. We pour our praise upon you like oil coming from the alabaster box. We pour our praise on you. Oh, shodanabadanamasi. Pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. For great are you, Lord. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. We pour our praise on you. From our hearts, from the depths of our soul, we give ourselves to you, God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. We extol you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Of all honor and glory, you are all-powerful and almighty God, an all-knowing God, an ever-present God. You are with us, and you love us, and we give you thanks and praise for it, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full on his wonderful face, and the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. As we continue to sing this song, whenever you're ready and your hearts are prepared, you can bring your offering this morning as a time of praise unto God. On his wonderful face. Earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
eyes upon Jesus. Look for his wonderful face. Then the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Sing it again. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full on his wonderful face. And the things on earth will grow strange. Him in the light of his glory and grace. One more time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full on his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You're a holy God. You're a holy God. Hallelujah. You are a holy God. Holy, holy, holy. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Caleb, lead us in a song.
His triumphal entry was nothing compared to his return, church. Hallelujah. He's coming back in power, in might, in glory, in honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's already king of our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you see him in his glory? He said he'd be with us and he'd always cause us to triumph in everything that we're in or walk in his triumphal entry. And there's going to be a day where we're going to actually see it manifested, church. That should excite us. Hallelujah. That should excite us. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Kathy, sing. Sing a song. Espanol. Come on, let's worship with her.
Tu fidelidad es grande. Tu fidelidad incomparable es. Nadie es como tú, bendito Dios. Grande es tu fidelidad. Tu fidelidad es grande. Tu fidelidad incomparable es. Nadie es como tú, bendito Dios. Grande es tu fidelidad. Tu fidelidad es grande. Es como tú, bendito Dios, grande es tu fidelidad.
Hallelujah. Keep praising him, church. Keep praising him, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Ti amo riste stele rubo kobas eshurubo imen alamasi. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ye manana la maros tarurubo corre manana malasi. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gracias. Hallelujah. 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 The psalmist wrote to us and said that he inhabits the praises of Israel. And we know that we have been grafted in through Jesus Christ unto the seed of Abraham. So now we are part of the holy Israel. As we begin to praise him, that word inhabit means that he literally comes down and he finds a throne that he can sit on in our presence. Can you see that in your mind's eye? God in his glory coming and sitting on his throne before us, saying, okay, these people are praising me, so here I am. Praise me. Praise me. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, I've been enjoying this as we just come and sing together. Thank you all for being obedient. You're hearing the Spirit moving as we are praising God, and you're just leading us in a song. And I want you to know something, that it doesn't have to stop after today. Brother Randy, you remember back in the day, people would say, hey, can we sing? And it was of God that they said it. Now, they might not have been able to lead it, but they heard the Holy Ghost say, hey, we need to sing this song. And breakthrough would start happening in people's lives. Listen, this is an open church. Openness is one of our core values. You got a song on your heart. Sister Betty knows how to do it. She's been doing it for years. Come up and tell her, can we sing this song? Can we sing this song this morning? I feel this song in my heart. And we'll praise Jesus, amen. And if you can sing, take off and sing. We'll sing with you. Amen? And maybe you can sing, but you're hiding it. Don't hide your light. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, we're going to move into prayer. I'm going to remind you, God said his house would be a house of prayer. And as I told you the first week, we do a lot of singing and we do a lot of preaching, but we don't do a lot of praying. And so these three Sundays, we've changed the order of that. We're going to do a lot of praying. Amen? So let's go before the Lord in prayer. The Bible says this, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, catch that, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give you good things to those who ask him? Matthew 7, 7 through 11. So let's go before the Lord and pray. I know some of you got some prayer requests.
Before we go into prayer, there's a few things I need to share. Last Sunday, God gave me a vision, and I didn't feel like there was a time to speak it, and I felt like right now is the moment before we go into prayer. And what I saw in my mind's eye was a heart that was broken. And there was a needle and thread sewing it back. And there was no hand connected to that needle and thread, so I knew that was Creator God recreating, fixing what had been broken. And I love that Letty is here today because God gave me an illustration for our Christmas play. She was our seamstress. Some of those costumes she created from just fabric. She created the whole thing, a lot of them. And I know from sitting with Letty at different times, if something happened to that garment, she was not okay with it. She would not just let it go in that condition. Am I right, Letty? It bothered her until she could fix it and make it right. How much more?
Yeah.
Is that our God?
Yeah.
He does not want to leave you in that condition. And some of us, we can be great in most areas of our life. Everything is great. But there's that little brokenness that is still there. And we'll put a guard around that, a protection around that. And when that guard is there, you cannot fully surrender to God. You can't do it.
Nope.
And so during this time of consecration, God is asking us to come to Him.
Yes, Lord.
Let down the guard and let Him actually heal it. And when I saw that heart being sewn, there was not even a scar.
Mm.
You could not even tell that damage was ever there. Only God.
Mm.
Only God can do that.
Amen.
And so as we go into this time of prayer, if there is something you need to release to God, I encourage you to do it now. Don't go another day, because you don't have to live in that condition. He wants to make you whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something He showed me this morning as we were singing the song about We Shall See the King. Some of us want to see the King so we can escape the pain.
Mm.
That's not the purpose. God wants us to be whole here first. And then we will see Him someday and we'll be whole there as well.
Yes.
So don't stay in a broken condition.
Yeah. Lead us in that prayer. Lead us.
I'm going to ask first, we're going to open the altar. So find a place to pray. We're going to pray together. But the Bible says if you're afflicted, you pray.
Yeah.
So whether you have brokenness or you know somebody who has brokenness and they're struggling, find a place at your seat. Find a place at the altar. The reason I think coming to the altar can be important is because our flesh doesn't like it. People are looking at you, right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes it makes you uncomfortable. But I'm going to go and sit on this altar because I have learned a long time ago, my flesh doesn't control my spirit. And I'm going to do what God wants me to do. So everybody, you're not listening to me pray, you're going to pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank You that You are such a merciful God. That You won't leave us in any kind of broken condition. But God, You are constantly drawing us to You. Constantly making us holy, making us whole, making us pure. Father God, You see all the past pains. You see all the hurts. You see all the words that have come against people. God, You see the mean actions that have come against people. You see the incidents of abuse that have come against people that were not of You, Father. But it has affected Your creation. And so right now, Father, we just release it. God, we let down all of our guard, all of the protection, and we come vulnerably before You. God, we ask you to heal the brokenness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know that we cannot do it without you. Father God, I thank you for your grace that is going to empower us, Father, to do what you called us to do. I thank you that you are healing us for a purpose and for a reason. God, I thank you that you're raising us up to be the light of this world that you've called us to be. God, I thank you that you are setting us as examples for others to see that they don't have to stay broken. God, that our testimony will impact others. Father God, I just pray that you remove any barriers, any insecurities, Lord. Right now, I just rebuke the lies of the enemy that tells people they're not good enough and tells people they don't deserve to be whole. I rebuke that lie right now. God, we know that everything you created is good. Take us back. Take us back to what you created in us, the goodness, the purity, the holiness that you created in us. God, I pray for parents. Make us whole so that we can lead our children in the right direction, so that our brokenness does not affect them, Lord. Heal our brokenness. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray for children right now, all the children in this building, all the children that call you their Lord and Savior. God, I pray that you'll heal their hearts, protect their hearts, God. I pray that they will learn quicker than we did to not be easily offended, Lord, that they will learn to bestow mercy on others, that they will learn to be forgiving, Father. Father, I pray that they will be your hands and feet to all those they have come in contact with, that you will give them a boldness, that you will give them the Holy Spirit to lead and guide them into all truth, Father. God, I pray for the elders among us, that you will heal any brokenness that they have carried, they may have carried for years. It doesn't have to stay. God, that you are renewing and you are refreshing and you are making whole. God, that the latter years will be better than the former years, Lord. I pray that you will give them strength in their bones until the day you call them home, God, that they will be busy about your business. God, that you will let them see there is still a purpose on this earth for them. God, I pray for those that are single. Lord, I pray that they will follow you wholeheartedly, that they will hear your voice and only your voice. Lord, they will know that you have a plan for them, and they will walk in step with you and not get ahead of you and not get behind you, but God, that they will be content in this season, Lord. God, help us not to compare ourselves with one another, but God, let us only compare ourselves with you and ever be growing closer to be like you. Let us know what you have called us to do, and let us walk in that calling, Lord, not in someone else's calling, Father God, but let us walk in our calling. God, let us be grateful for our calling, for who you have created us to be. God, I thank you for honor in this house, that we will see the value of every person who walks through that door, no matter what their background is, no matter where they come from, no matter what they've done, no matter what color their skin is, Lord. No matter what sins they may have committed, God, that we see the value of the person and that we will see who you created them to be, that we will love them, God, as you love them, and we will show them honor and show them respect. God, I thank you for a people that will work in openness, that there will be no hidden division among us. Dear God, that there will be no gossip. I rebuke gossip right now in the name of Jesus. It has no place in this house. We will speak the truth in love. We will walk in the light. We will be children of the light. We will be open with one another. I thank you that anything that is done in darkness, God, you will reveal it in the light. And God, I thank you that that openness will bring us to a place of unity with one another, that we can join hands with our sisters and brothers without any awe in our spirit, that we can work to further your kingdom without any hindrance among us, God, that there will be no jealousy, there will be no strife, but God, we will work hand in hand in humility, preferring one another, dear God, supporting one another. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for a unity that is going to accomplish what you have called us to do, that there will be no schism in this body. We will not allow any schism in this body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And as you are healing our hearts, as you are making us whole, we will be able to help our brothers and our sisters heal and be whole. God, I thank you for calling us to serve. I thank you for allowing us to be a part of what you are doing. I thank you that you invited us to participate in your kingdom work. What a great honor, Father God. That we're not just living this life just to live and to die, but there's a purpose for us to serve, Lord. I just proclaim right now that everyone is knowing and deciding and finding their purpose in your kingdom. For those who have felt unworthy and not good enough, dear God, I just pray for revelation right now to hit them that they were created by the God of the universe for such a time as this. God, I thank you that everyone is going to walk in their purpose so that we can impact the people you have created us to impact. God, I thank you that we will serve with obedience, not where we want to, not when we want to, but God, following your direction every time. I thank you for obedience, Lord. I thank you for obedience that is going to grow in this house. That it's not about us. It's not about when it's convenient. It's not about our preference. But God, it is simply obeying what you tell us to do when you tell us to do it. And God, I thank you that we will do everything with excellence, giving 100%, holding nothing back, giving you our very best, Lord. God, I proclaim that this year we will not put more effort into anything else, but you honestly will be our priority. That we will seek you first. We truly will seek you first and your righteousness. That will be in the forefront of our minds throughout this year, day by day, dear God, that we are seeking your will, we are seeking your desire, we are seeking to be well-pleasing in your eyes every day. God, I proclaim that this year is not going to be like the years before because we are going to be different. Because we are making a deeper commitment. God, we know that you will meet us in that commitment. God, I thank you for signs and wonders following. God, signs and wonders can't help but to follow when we walk in obedience with you. I thank you that lives will be changed, souls will be saved, people will be delivered, because that can't help but happen where the Spirit of the Lord is. But it starts by healing your people. Holy Spirit, I just give you freedom to remind us, starting from this point forward, every time we think a thought that is not right, that is not of you, Holy Spirit, convict us of that and get us back on the right path. We are going to walk with you. We are going to be obedient to you in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that you are going to pour out your Spirit in this year like we've never seen before in this house. We are going to see many and filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit this year like never before. I thank you for wisdom, God, for wisdom in parenting, for wisdom in finances, for wisdom in decision making. God, that we're not doing anything of our own knowledge, but God, that we are allowing you to direct every step in our lives because we have consecrated ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray, and we praise, and we worship, and we thank you. Lord, we don't deserve you, but we are so grateful for you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for healing right now. We receive it, Father, with thanks and giving and thanksgiving and praise. We receive your healing right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing in our hearts. Thank you for giving us the gift of healing. And not only have we received it in our own hearts, Lord, but now we give it to others. We can go and give it to others, Lord. As you've called us into this vision, this church, that the anointing rest upon us. Because the Holy Spirit has come within us and on us to do the work of Christ. We will see the broken hearts healed, Lord. We're seeing them healed right now. And we will continue to see them healed, Lord. Hallelujah. The gospel will be preached to the poor. Blind eyes will be opened. The captives will be set free. Those that are bruised will be set at liberty. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this great call you've placed upon us. I thank you for the obedience to carry it out. I thank you for the laborers that are here ready to reap the harvest this year, Lord. I thank you that you have made their hands capable. You have strengthened them, Lord, to do your work. We will see your work done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church, keep praying with us. God's still hearing us. He hears us when we pray. Remember, if we ask, we receive. We seek, we find. We knock, it's open to us. He's a good God.
He's given us gifts right now. He's given us gifts right now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sei bra motos esto sti te sti si. Scemo co barra matore me sti chi di vesia. Urre me sti a massa massa. Bada me corre manana masse. Ye chiere me si ora massoia. Hallelujah. Caramaro le bra mena messi che le messi me si. Urre mo mena massa bra 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 di vesti corre bra mani me chiere me si. Bra mra bra mena be corre bra la la mara na mana mana massi. Bahi store ma cori borri cori messia. Rana na lori bria da store ma kaya. Uri stest, uri mori na 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 moko. Voi ari estero moko ma asse. Yeko lo sorri rek sheke. Yetena ma kula ma soto messia. We bind and rebuke fear and doubt right now. We bind and rebuke fear and doubt right now. God has given us the victory. God has given us the victory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yamane do shura moramano nananamistia. Ororo steya shokosi. We seek after you, God. We want more of you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said that we're blessed because we hunger and thirst after your righteousness, and we shall be filled. We receive it right now, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Atast oromoste steya masi. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshtene morro morro ma toia. Bro stori yeshekene me la mana na massa toia massi. Anama yema sto bro ma kotene massi. Hallelujah. 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 Boys, pray for your youth group. All of you, get together and start praying for your youth group. Come on, let's pray with them, church. Go ahead.
Please help the youth group to stay strong and help them to stay safe, Lord.
God, I want you to just help the youth group to stay focused on what's true and what's worthy of praise.
God, help the youth group.
Hallelujah. Thank you, fellas. Hallelujah. Father, we just pray for this next generation right now. We thank you that from one generation to the next, we are declaring your works. The greatness of God is being revealed unto them, Lord. And you're raising up a mighty army despite what the naysayers are proclaiming, Lord. This generation belongs to you. They're not only active in their generation, they're active in this generation. For they are your church and they are moving as your church. God, we pray for them right now and uplift them. We uphold them, Lord. We thank you that you're keeping them safe. You see all the things that are attacking them. You see the lies that are trying to penetrate this generation. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the truth and you are the light. And you are shining in their hearts the truth of your gospel. And it's transforming them. And as it shines within their souls, Lord, they will reflect it and shine it to their peers. And they will win their generation for you, God. We proclaim it in the name of Jesus by faith. For these are your promises in your word. We thank you, Lord, that there's already begun a shift in their meetings when they come together. We thank you for Wednesday night teen services, Lord, where they're tarrying in the altars and they're praying, God. I pray that you're birthing, oh God, I thank you that you're birthing things out of that in hearts and lives, that you're making yourself real to them, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, as we move into the rest of this year and start up our children programs again, that there's going to be a shift, that things will not be the same. There's already begun a shift on Wednesday nights, Lord, and there's going to be a focus in their hearts, Lord, and a stirring of their faith, God, and they are going to see your glory manifested among them, Lord, for it's not just a babysitter place. It's not just a place to shove the kids off. No, but they are learning about who you are, and they are coming to know you personally, God. I thank you for personal revelation in our children, and not only in their lives, but in their friends' lives, because they're going to begin to see Jesus living inside of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guard their minds, guard their hearts, Lord, from the things that try to come against them right now, Father. We proclaim that they are yours. We dedicate them to you. We give them back to you. They are yours. And as we consecrate this time, we consecrate our young people to you, God. Not only our lives, but our children, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews. We consecrate them to you right now, Father. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that we should bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, right? As we take upon the burdens of our loved ones, friends, family, church members. And so let's just begin to pray for people right now. There's a request that came in. Sister Sherry Dotson's mother is not well. Her health is waning. And they're trying to make decisions what they need to do. So not only does she need prayer, but the family needs prayer. Let's pray for them right now. Let's come together and join in faith. You know, unfortunately, when the curse came upon the earth, these bodies accepted death. And from that point on, we started to die. And every person that is born to die. We live, we grow up, and then our bodies get old. And they begin to fade away. And death is something that it's hard for us. It's a struggle for us, but it doesn't have to be. And God has made provision for it in his word. And if this is her time, this is what's happening, then we can pray for this family. And God can give them a grace to handle this in such a way that it will be a testimony of his goodness. Because they are receiving wisdom and understanding from the Holy Spirit of how to move forward in life and how to understand how life works now since we have faith in Jesus Christ. Bible tells us that we shouldn't grieve like those who have no hope. Amen? And so let's pray, first of all, that if this is her time of passing, she first of all knows Jesus and is ready to go see him. And then we can walk in a celebratory attitude while we are grieving, knowing that she made it. She crossed the finish line. Amen? Come on, let's pray right now. Father, you see this need. You see everything that's taking place in this situation. You see this family, Lord. You see the difference of opinions about things, Lord. And you know that at the heart, they all want what is best for her. So God, I pray that you would intervene right now, that you would give your mind, that your wisdom would come to somebody in that family, and they would be able to, with grace, speak forth your wisdom and give them the plan and what they should do right now, Father. That you would bring peace. We declare peace, Raul, in the name of Jesus. May the God of peace soon crush Satan and everything that he's trying to attack and every way he's trying to destroy this family. May the God of peace soon crush Satan under our feet right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare peace in their hearts and in their minds. We declare an assurance, a blessed assurance in you, Jesus, that we would know you, that we would know that others know you, that we would feel comfort in that moment, God. Pray for strength for this family right now. Now we pray for this lady. God, you can do miracles. You can do signs. And you can do wonders. We place her and her life in your hands right now, Father. We give her to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We pray for families right now. Marriages right now. We pray that you would bring unity in homes. Clarity in homes right now, God. Grant it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're not only mending broken hearts within us, but you're mending broken hearts within marriages right now, Father. I thank you, Lord. You're bringing marriages back together with healing, Lord, in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We join together in faith, Lord. We intercede right now. We intercede, Lord Jesus. We intercede for the church in America right now, Lord. Come on, pray with me, church. The church in America right now, raise them up, Lord, to be your body, to be your body, to be your hands, to be your feet, to reach out into the darkness and shine the light, Lord Jesus, to be salt, the preserver, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Not to be stuck in our own worlds, Lord. Not to be selfish, self-centered. But God, we humble ourselves before you. We turn from our wicked ways, Lord, right now. We repent of the evil that is among us. And we come back to you and your will, God. To serve you, to love you, and to show people a real God. Right now, Father. We intercede right now. We intercede for your church, Lord. Not only in America, but around the world. We pray for your persecuted church, that they would stay strong and hold fast to their faith. Let them keep fighting the good fight of faith. We pray for the persecutors, Lord. Let them have a Saul to Paul moment where they are transformed by the power of your grace and your light. And they come to realize that those that they are persecuting are the very ones that have the key that hold life in their hands. And they receive it from them, God. We pray for the persecutors right now in the name of Jesus. We intercede for them, Lord. Yes, tu mama rosha kalamasi tibesi.
Bishop, will you pray for our nation? Lead us to pray for our nation.
Yes. Shall we pray together? Father, we look to you, Lord, today. We are grateful for what we have been a part of this morning. But we know, Lord, today that our country, as a nation, is in serious trouble. Our churches, Lord, are struggling to survive. People are turning away from any sound of the gospel. And we pray that God, somehow or other, that you'll send us a wave of glory by the working of the Holy Spirit. Awaken the church, Lord. I pray that God, you'll get us out of the form of worship, in the form of following, and turn us, Lord, into individuals, Lord, as a church body, that given totally and wholly to the cause of Jesus Christ. The world needs us this morning, Lord. Help us not to fail, but rebaptize us, restir us, and rekindle the fire in our hearts, we ask. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, church, raise your hands and thank him. He's heard our prayers this morning. He's moving. He's moving in every one of them. He's already healed hearts this morning. He's moving in these situations. By faith, God, we thank you, Lord. Before we see evidence of it, we thank you for your promises that you hear us when we pray. Your promise is that if we ask, we receive. If we seek, we find. If we knock, it's open. And so we receive it right now. We find it right now. And we step through the door. Oh, hallelujah. We step through the door right now that's being opened to us, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory for hearing us. You're a good God. You're a great God. You are God Almighty and all-powerful, and we thank you that you've heard us pray this morning and that you're moving. Now, God, I thank you that we're going to walk in victory. We're going to walk in faith because we've come together. For your word says, if just two of us come together touching any one thing, it shall be done. Therefore, we walk in victory. We walk as though it is done, as though those things that are not are so, Lord, just as Father Abraham did. We walk in that same faith, the faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 We give you glory. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, time flies when you're having fun. And I'm going to close this out with just a quick exhortation on fasting to remind us of what we're moving in to do this week. And so I want you to take your Bibles, open them up to Isaiah chapter 58. And we're going to start in verse 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. Because we want to make sure we're doing this right. Amen? We don't want to just fast to say we're fasting. But we want to do this God's way. Like everything we do, we want to do God's way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 58, starting in verse 1. We're going to read through 1 through 8. The Bible says this: cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, hear this, and delight to know my ways as if they were a nation that did righteousness. Doesn't this sound familiar? And did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments,
They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. We're not fasting for what we want. We're not fasting to try to get something from God. And when you start fasting and you get hangry, that's on you, not on everybody else around you. So don't take it out on them. The Bible says study to be quiet. My grandma said, if you ain't got something nice to say, don't say nothing at all. So if you're fasting and you're feeling it in your flesh, don't get grumpy. Don't get mean. Don't become agitated. Look what it says here. You take it out on your workers. You oppress them during your fast. It says this, behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice be heard on high. We got to make sure we do it right. Amen? Is such the fast that I choose a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? He's asking us this question. What are we doing here? Why are we fasting? Why are we not eating food? Then in verse 6 says this, is not this the fast I chose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, and let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Now, what I'm hearing there is fasting's all about getting in contact with Jesus and his anointing. Because what does Luke 4:18 say? This is our vision scripture of the church. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And what are we going to do? We are going to loose the bonds of the wicked under the anointing. Those straps of yoke that hold, and those that are oppressed or those that are bruised will go free. Amen? That's what it said. But we think we're doing that, but are we doing that? We still see bound people, don't we? We still beat up, still see people beat up and hurt. Maybe our fasting has been for us and our agenda instead of what God wants. Because when we fast properly, it brings us into alignment with Jesus Christ so that we bear the same anointing and flow in the same anointing that he did. Verse 7, is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? These are other things we should be doing while we're fasting. If we're not careful, we become religious with fasting. We make fasting a pride thing. Well, bless God, I fasted and prayed. Look at me. Whoop-de-doo. No. Fasting is to cut off the flesh so that you're not being fleshly and you're seeing everything through the eyes of the Spirit. That you see, first of all, the homeless and the poor. You see them. Now, I have a brother in Christ. He's a pastor. He's a man of God, and I've traveled with him overseas. He told me one time he was doing a fast, and he went back to Isaiah 58 here because it's a well-known passage on fasting. And when he read that part, to deal your bread or share your bread with the hungry, You know what he said God told him to do? This is what God told him to do. I'm hoping it sparks some faith in you today. He said he kept track of how much money he had spent on food when he was fasting. And you know what he'd do with that money? He'd go buy groceries for somebody that needed them. Because he shared his bread with the hungry while he was fasting. Or sometimes he'd wait until he was done with a fast and he'd invite someone to go out to eat with him. He'd pay for their meal. You see, the church has grown to a place in our society that they see us as mean, religious people who tries to tell them what to do. And truth be told, many times they're probably right. But what if during our fast we got so in love with God, drew so near to his heart, that his love would begin to shine through us while we were fasting, and we would begin to minister, really truly minister to people? Because I've heard stories of, well, you know, I witnessed somebody today. Great, what'd you say? I told them they're dying and going to hell. I witnessed somebody today. I told them what they were doing. They should stop. Come on, you've all been there and heard those stories. And there are moments and times for that. The Holy Spirit wants to, because he chastises those whom he loves. And many times it's backsliders, people who've walked away from their faith. He'll have you say a word and you think, Lord Almighty, I don't know if I want to say that to that person. I don't even hardly know him. God will have us do that from time to time, but most of the time it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. As we share his love, as we provide things for people and what they need, we show the love of Jesus Christ. It's that simple. You see, fasting is something practical we do in the practical world, right? By not eating. And therefore, sometimes there are practical things he will have us do while we are fasting to show his love and his kindness and his goodness. So as we move into fasting this week, I want to encourage you. Ask God, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? What am I supposed to do this week? First of all, I'm not going to get grumpy with my family members. I'm not going to mistreat them. First of all, second of all, I'm not fasting because of something that I want from God that I'm trying to get from God. I'm fasting so I can hear what he has to say. See, we're fasting so that when, after we've consecrated ourselves, we step across into the promises and we see his glory shown among us. Amen? Because we want to do his work. And so I had lots of notes here that I'm not going to go into because I don't think we need to. I think we've done what God wanted us to do this morning, and I just wanted to come and stir you to fast. Now, I do want to tell you three things. Well, I want to tell you this, not three things, just I'll do this and we'll close. But in the Bible, you'll find various kinds of fasts, okay? First is the called fast, where God speaks to us individually and says, I want you to go fast and pray. And we must obey God when we hear that. You see, because my expectation isn't that, because this week we're focus on fasting, and I know others, we've already talked with some others, they've come let me know, and I appreciate that, that they've been fasting these whole 21 days, different times, different things when God tells them. But my expectation is this church is going to fast all year long, that God's going to call us to fast, and when we hear it, we're going to obey, and we're going to go and fast, right? That's the first type. The second type is a chosen fast, where someone says, you know what, I just want to get closer to Jesus, and so I'm not going to eat anything today. Typically, chosen fasts are not prolonged fasts. If you're doing a prolonged chosen fast, God didn't tell you to do that, then you move across into works where you're just starving yourself trying to earn something with God. So don't do a prolonged fast unless God calls you to it. You hear me? And the church says, amen. Then another type is the corporate fast, where God leads and instructs a leader of his people to say, let's come together and let's fast as the believers of God. And that's found in Scripture too. And so I'm going to ask you, we've already done it with the guys. You know, I know that the saying is ladies first, but when it comes to the hard stuff, guys step out in front and lead the way. Amen, husbands? That was weak, fellas. Amen. So we've already led the way. We've done a 24-hour fast already together. So this is what I'm going to invite you to do. Now, please understand this. These are not mandates. How many are glad we live under the grace of God? The New Testament of Jesus Christ, right? So these are not mandates. These are requests, and these are things that if you will step into, not only will it help this church, it will help you. So I'm calling for a fast on Wednesday. Those of you that want to join us, we're not eating Wednesday because we're consecrating Wednesday unto God. Let God speak to your heart. Let him tell you what you should do Wednesday, how you should minister to somebody else Wednesday while you're weak and tired and hungry. What are you going to do for him Wednesday? Wednesday's agenda completely belongs to the Lord. God's going to give you divine appointments on Wednesday. You hear me? God's going to put the most annoying person in your pathway to make sure that you don't mistreat people while you're fasting. And you're going to get the opportunity to love them. And your coworkers, people around you, are going to be like, wow, something's going on in them. Something's different in them, man. Because I know them. That's not how they usually act when that person comes around. Come on. You know I'm preaching the truth. Amen? So this Wednesday, we're focusing on fasting this week. All the devotionals will be on fasting. Actually, we jumped in this morning. I was all ready and raring to go and forgot to hand them out. So just so you know, we have those up here, the paper copies for those that need them. And when church is over, we'll give them to you. And if it's not enough, I do have a loose leaf one where we can make copies, all right? But we're going to go in and we're going to focus on fasting. We started with prayer. Prayer leads us to focusing on the Word. The Word leads us to focusing back on fasting. And fasting leads us back to prayer. Because we must fast and pray. Because if we don't, then we have a fourth kind of fast. It's called the slim fast. If you just don't eat and don't pray and don't read your word and you're just going about it on Wednesday because, well, pastor said we ain't supposed to eat nothing on Wednesday, then guess what? You're just starving yourself and you went on a different diet. That's all you did for a day. I'm not doing this to lose weight. You're not doing this to lose weight. We're not doing a slim fast. We're doing a corporate fast. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands one more time. Let's just praise God for what he's doing in our midst. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I thank you for these people. I thank you for their hearts. I thank you for their willingness to come aside, separate themselves unto you, Lord. I pray blessing upon them this day. May your face shine upon them. May they see your countenance, Lord, in all its glory. God, may they continue to walk in your peace, your love, and your joy. I pray you'll continue to bind us together for the rest of this week. And into the rest of this year, I thank you that these 3 weeks are launching us into the destiny that you have spoken over this church in 2023. And I thank you, Lord, that we will not be a church that only does things inside these four walls, but we are the church wherever we go, and we will minister to people. We will minister life to them. We will minister love to them, Lord. And they will see Jesus in us. And God, I pray that you would keep them, watch over them, strengthen them this week, Wednesday, Lord, help us to be obedient to you and hear your voice clearly. And I thank you that you're going to teach us. You're going to teach us great things as we fast together as a church and seek your face. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you're dismissed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget, we do have, they're going to be at the back table. Pastor Alicia's taking them back there. Don't forget, we do have a business meeting. So all of you that can stay, please stay. We're asking you to stay and be a part of that. If you're going to stay, we ask you just to move in these middle sections, kind of come in together. And that way we know we're all together here, all right, and do a part of this. God bless you. We have a few minutes to set things up, so give us some time here.